Good morning, listeners of Channel 7. This is A Word With You. My name is Jürgen, and we're going to be talking this week about spiritual growth. Why is it important to grow spiritually? And for the next 5 days, we're going to cover one topic about spiritual growth. The question is, of course, is Christianity something that you become a Christian, a child of God, and then boom, that's it? Or is Christianity a process that grows and grows and grows until you die? And obviously, it's the latter. Christianity is a process. The whole aim is to become more and more like Jesus. And it's a journey. It doesn't stop. It's an exciting journey. And we get to know God more intimately. And in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 16 to 18, God's word says that we get transformed into His image from one glory to the next glory. So that talks about a process. It talks about transformation. Now, the whole thing about spiritual growth is about the fact that we can say, I've come to grow mature in my relationship with God. That's why we say to people, it's very important that once you get to become a new disciple of Jesus, you'll be in a conflicting situation sometimes, and it'll be sometimes tough to stand against the desires of your flesh. So we know that when we receive Christ, we're reborn, and we have a spirit that is from God. But sometimes we feel like this, it's not strong enough to stand against our old nature. So that's why God says in Romans 12 verse 2 that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Why? Well, as you know, our minds has a specific way of thinking. And it's got a certain pattern in which we've always lived. And so sometimes we're influenced by self or our old fleshly nature, and then we get to know Christ. And then we realize how wrong we've been. But now we get to a place where we need to understand that we need to grow in a process of spiritual maturity. So, what we're going to do for the next few days is we're going to talk about different elements of spiritual growth and why it is important to grow spiritually. So, wherever you are, believer, understand that your walk with God is a process. And your walk with God is going to take years to develop for you to get to a place where you can be mature. But what I can say to you today is just hang on to the Lord, hang on to your relationship with God, discover more about Him, learn who He is, and just grow in intimacy with God. That is what He desires, and that is what this process called spiritual growth is all about. It's all about intimacy with Father God. Allow me to pray for you today, and in the next few days, I encourage you to listen as we talk every day about elements of spiritual growth. Father, we want to say thank you for who you are. We want to commit to you, God, in a process of growing to the image of Jesus more and more every day. Father, we want to say thank you for sending your Son, for loving us, and for caring so much about us as humans that you were willing to die for us. God, I pray that you would come and help every single one of us in our walk with you as we journey, God. It's such a long journey, but it's an awesome journey. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would encourage every believer, wherever they are sitting right now, that they would stand with you and that they would walk with you. And God, as we discover in this next week, every day, more about spiritual growth, will you come and teach us, come and guide us and lead us? We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.